Hi, Bob.
Morning.
Shayna can get us started.
Hey, Bob. I'll just cut right to the chase. Have you decided on a fifth starter?
Not yet. We will, we haven't talked to anybody yet. We'll get through the workout today. We don't have to have the roster set tomorrow. So unfortunately, I do not have that news for you yet.
Matt?
Hey, Bob. If Frankie comes out of the sim game today, okay, would he stay on turn to potentially pitch for the opener against the Dodgers, so not in the opening series?
Probably, yeah.
So, okay, so whoever that fifth starter is will pitch in the first series against the Astros.
Correct.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. Is there an update just on how Fires has been doing?
He's doing great. So he throws, this is his first time to hitters today. And typically, it'll be one up, and today's going to be two ups for him. So if he comes out of this, probably, a couple of days off, and then try to replicate this again, probably have to use the alt site for him to get, some of his work into hitters. But, that's only an hour away, so that's easy to do as well.
Alex?
Hey, Bob, is there something specific you're going to be looking at when Fires faces hitters, or are you just going to be looking at how he is, just generally speaking?
Yeah, just health, just making sure he's hitting all his markers and progressing along. It's not like, he's a guy that you're always looking at his velo, because he's a high velocity guy. He's more of a touch and feel guy. And, so velo really doesn't come into play a ton with him. So yeah, more health than anything else.
Shayna?
I know we ask you this a lot, just about fans and their impact, but now that you're back in Oakland, are you starting to visualize a little bit the difference that it'll make this year to have some fan noise to cancel out the echoing and make an impact just spiritually?
I am. And first thing, I was just out on the field and saw that there were no cutouts. So that's kind of a step in the right direction. It's going to be actual people tomorrow night, which we're all excited about. Opening days here can be pretty festive and pretty loud, regardless how many people we have here. So I think everybody's looking forward to really getting the impact. What's one thing in spring training in smaller stadiums? I think everybody's kind of eager to see how a bigger place reacts with, with fans out there. So yes, should be more, a little bit more like a regular opening day tomorrow.
Manolo.
Good morning, Bob. It'll depending on how Montas is going to be doing, there's a chance that you guys might have four lefties in a row. Yeah, and your rotation. Is that a factor in making a decision of how are you going to do that? Because, if for example, Puck or Irwin wins the job, then you might have four right-handers in a row if Montas is not ready. Is that a factor?
It's a factor of whether or not Frankie's just ready to go. And I'm hoping that's the case. He feels good. Today he can pitch with something on it, which gives him more time and potentially another 5 days before he actually doesn't have to pitch with, something protecting it. So at this point, I feel pretty good about it, but it is what it is. If that was the case, and, you just have to go about your business for a while before you can maybe shake that out a little bit. But I feel pretty good about where Frankie is right now.
Yes. Is he going to be able to pitch some of those, innings today without the protection, just to see how he feels, or he's going to play all the time with the protection?
My understanding is he's going to have some protection on it the entire time, which makes some sense because we made some strides and then he'd pitch a game 5 days later and it would set back a little bit. So we're trying to get as much time as we can with it covered.
Matt?
Is this going to be a good just sort of early gauge to see where you guys are, just seeing the Astros and the Dodgers for 10 games to open the series? I mean, are you going to get a kind of a good glimpse of it's still being early, but how you match up against some of the teams that are kind of projected to be right up there?
It's tough to really get a read 7 or 10 games into a season. So I won't put too much stock in that. And we're playing the same team 7 of those 10 games. So I, you know, you, for me, it usually takes a month before you get a pretty good feeling. Now, you know, we still have a lot of the same guys on this team. So we have a pretty good feeling about our team regardless. And the guys that we brought in, we feel like make us better. So, you know, we'll go in with a positive outlook and a positive attitude. And then, you know, you start looking a little bit farther down the road, whether you need to make some adjustments or so, but I like our team.
We just had Diekman on and he referenced some of the sort of outside projections that it's a little bit difficult to ignore that, you know, project a certain win total or a certain finish in the division. Is that something that you at all raise with players or make any reference to, or do you just kind of ignore that?
Not win totals. I think there's an expectation as a team that I always raise. I do it day one of spring training. I usually do it right before the season, but the actual total number of games, I never get into.
Did you address the team today, or will you just kind of as a before the season starts?
A little bit later. Yeah, today. Tomorrow, the opening day is a dicey day. There's a lot going on. It's tough to try to break things up because it's, you know, there's a lot going on to begin with, you know, advanced meetings and so forth, and have to be out there a little bit early to, you know, for the lineup and on the line and so forth. So there's a lot that goes on tomorrow.
Vince.
Bobby, you touched on a little bit that, you know, you've got guys that have been in the playoffs three straight years and you've got some new additions. One guy came back at second base and Jed got a rotation you've had for a while. Just what were your general thoughts coming out of spring training? What you saw, what were you maybe hoping to see that you felt was accomplished with some of the new guys, or just the meshing, or just preparing to get April started?
Yeah, you know, I had a good feeling about the group of guys as is and how they'd get along. I was happy that we were able to spend the last week at the stadium where it's more of just the group that we're going to, you know, we're going to have here to start the season as opposed to an entire minor league camp. So, you know, I got even a better feeling about how guys got along and how the clubhouse kind of meshes together. So it's been all positive to this point. We ended up having a good spring. Our, you know, obviously our last day wasn't our best day, but, you know, we were only out there for a few innings anyway. So, no, I think all in all, it was another successful camp and positive vibe.
And then one last question about Chris Bassitt. You've managed a lot of different types of pitchers. You've had Chris basically his entire big league career go through a lot. What has impressed you about his doggedness, just the way that he has arrived at the point that he's at in his career and what he means to your rotation?
Yeah, I mean, he's had to go through a lot to get to this point. And I think it makes you better. It makes you tougher, makes you more resilient. You know, he had some hurdles in his way. He's always wanted to be a starter. There were times he had to be in the bullpen. There were times that he had to go back and forth, which can be difficult. I think once he kind of accepted, look, I just need to pitch when I'm called upon and do the best I can with it. Kind of some of those, demons that play in your mind about, am I ready for this? Is this consistent enough for me to be successful? I think all those things kind of went away and then has flourished into the pitcher that he is today. So, you know, this bit of a process for him, but you give him a lot of credit for working through some issues that maybe at one point in time were uncomfortable for him.
Take one more question from Manolo.
Bob, in the first two series of the season, you're facing teams that have won two of the three last World Series. And but of course, you guys coming off of three great seasons in a row. How much of this, competitive between those teams in the field is going to make your team more enthusiastic regardless, with the first road trip, you know, instead of facing two sluggish teams?
Well, I don't know anybody's really sluggish, but you're exactly right. You're talking about, you know, World Series champions here recently in both the clubs. So it just is what it is. I mean, it really doesn't matter how you start out. It gets your attention right away. I think it's for a fan's perspective, us against Houston right away is certainly intriguing. It's not going to dictate where the season goes, but you'd like to get off to a good start like we did last year. And you're going to, you know, you're going to have to play your best against both these teams to get off to a good start.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.